If you've been around a narcissist for any length of time, you become keenly aware that he is doing things behind your back. His covert tactics are meant to beat you at the punch, and he is nearly always two steps ahead of you. Even when you get the small taste of a victory in the game against a narcissist, you realize all too quickly that he has regained the upper hand in order to win the final battle. He has the last laugh, and he will do whatever it takes to get the last word in. The narcissist stops at nothing to demean, devalue, and destroy those around him. He wants to be unconditionally admired, or he alternately prefers to be feared and loathed. The worst thing that one can do to a narcissist is to ignore him, turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to his obnoxious antics. The narcissist is a spoilt child who feels that he is all deserving of all attention all the time. He does not care how he gets it, only that he ultimately gets it from everyone with whom he is in contact with. The narcissist has a propaganda and an agenda that he is always delivering on an overt or covert basis. He desires to have all the resources, and he wants to be the boss. He must be the hero of his own story. He has a following of flying monkeys whom he has ultimately brainwashed and convinced he is deserving of their loyalties. He will brainwash and convince you into blind compliance, or he will seek to destroy you so that you cannot convince anyone else that he is not deserving of such attention. This audiobook discusses gaslighting as it pertains to the narcissist blue pill propaganda. We will discuss what red pill and blue pill propaganda is, including how narcissists attack major progress in women's liberation. We will discuss gaslighting as well as how the narcissist comes to leverage gaslighting against his victims in order to disorient and demean them.